Robert Jackson. Sold to the Berserkers by Lee Savino. "Shh, still," the Highland warrior said in his gruff tone. "I won't hurt ye." My hand came up to cover the scarred side of my neck and face. He gazed at me with honest eyes. "You don't like it?" I shook my head. The scar was my bane, my curse. It made me too ugly for marriage to a village boy, made me fit only to be a slave. My hand pressed harder, but he took it and pulled off my face, frowning a little as he examined the wheels underneath. As much as I wanted to struggle, I held my body still. This was not my secret lover or a friend. He was a warrior who had bought and paid for me. I had to remember that if I was to survive. My new life's aim was pleasing my new masters. The longer I did that and stayed alive, the higher my chances to one day find a way to escape. I held on to this thought as I stared at my dark-haired bedmate, blinking hard to hold back tears.
"Ah, isn't it so bad, lass? Just a wee mark. It makes ye different, but it isn't enough to take from your beauty."
I blinked. No one had ever called me beautiful. The warrior pulled my hand away from my face and kissed it. His lips worked at my palm, tickling me with the bristles on his chin and jaw. The skin around his eyes crinkled with a mischievous smile. Just like that, I felt warmth rush to all my secret parts, my womb clenched and filled with longing. The flood of desire was so sudden and shocking, I automatically tried to tug my hand away.
He didn't let go.
Turning my hand, he laid kisses down my wrist, sucking lightly at the skin over my pulse. My heartbeat leapt tellingly and he grinned full on.
"Aye, that's it, Brenna. There's a good lass."
His eyes caught fire, brightening with the otherworldly glow. Despite myself, I shifted, feeling arousal pool as wetness between my legs. He paused, scenting the air. If I'd thought his eyes were golden before, they burned 10 times hotter when he angled his head closer to me. Slowly he bent his head, ready to touch his mouth to mine. Transfixed by those beautiful eyes, I couldn't move if I tried. Something moved behind me and I startled, then panicked. I caught a glimpse of blonde locks as I started thrashing. There was another man in the bed. In my fixation on the dark-haired warrior, I hadn't noticed the second massive form. Before I could rise, the dark-haired one caught me, pulling my trembling body back onto the pelts.
"Be still,"
another voice rumbled. Immediately I froze. The animal's sound raised the hairs on the back of my head. The dark-haired man wrapped burly arms around my torso. His thigh rested over my legs, capturing me thoroughly.
"Calm, lass,"
he breathed into my ear.
"'Tis only Samuel."
Slowly I turned my head to Samuel and met the blonde leader's wild gold gaze.
"Do you remember Samuel? He carried you up the mountain. Didn't he hurt his feelings? He would grow surly and sulk all day."
My brow furrowed until I realized they were teasing me. Under the short beard, Samuel's mouth softened a little from its serious expression.
"Starting without me, Dagon,"
he spoke over my head to his warrior brother.
"Just a wee kiss."
The black-haired warrior rolled me to my back so I could look up at both of them. I swallowed hard, trying not to show on my face how intimidated I was. They loomed over me, one dark and the other fair, one serious and intense, the other with a mischievous glinting light in his eye. Their touches became bolder, one hand soothed down my hip. The worst was how my body responded. I shifted anxiously as a prickle of heat curled through me. I fought it, closing my eyes.
"Open."
Dagon smoothed my hair back from my face. I did, and he rewarded me, bending down as if to kiss me. He inhaled deeply, then raised his head.
"So good,"
he commented to his brother.
"Just as the witch said."
Samuel ran a long finger down the side of my face.
"Do you feel it?"
"I feel it,"
the blonde confirmed. Their voices were still rough and deep, but they were stronger. The dark-haired warrior reared over me, settling beside me as I lay back looking up at him.
"Brenna,"
he said, putting his hand on my chest as he had last night. His voice was much clearer than the guttural grunt it had been before. He placed his hand on his chest, and this time I caught his name.
Dagan.
He seemed to be waiting for me to answer, so I nodded.
Samuel,
the other said. Like my dream last night, their hands started stroking up and down my body, starting with my face and drifting down either arm their hands touched and caressed. Samuel's brushed my breast, my nipple hardened suddenly, and I startled.
Shh, relax, the blonde said. It's all right. So lovely,
Dagan added, running a single finger down my arm, sending shivers through my entire body.
Do you like our touch, lass?
I blinked at him, afraid to nod or shake my head. A part of me liked it and a part of me knew I shouldn't. It was all happening so fast.
You're ours now, Brenna. We bought you because we wished for a woman to share our bed. We believe you are the one,
Samuel said.
Obey us, lass, and we'll cherish and protect you, and give you pleasure.
I lay stiff, trying to wrap my head around their words. The events of the past night and day still jumbled in my head. Dagan wrapped his hand around my ankle, and I had to force myself not to kick. It was his ankle now, to caress or crush as he pleased. I was their slave. Fear must have tracked across my face, for Samuel spoke in a soothing tone.
Calm, Brenna. Give yourself over to us. We have long awaited you.
I blinked.
They have awaited me.
A breeze swept along the face of the mountain, stirring the smoke of the fire and bringing the sweet aroma of a woman to me. I left the fire and entered the cave, following the stone passageway to the quarters I shared with Samuel and her. As I walked down the hall, the sweet scent grew stronger. I paused in the doorway to our rooms. Inside, Samuel lounged in wolf form, tawny streaks in his grey hide. I nodded to him and headed straight for the pelt-covered dais we used as a bed, to peek at the dark-haired woman burrowed in the furs.
Still asleep, Samuel spoke through our bond. Best we stop wearing her out. I grinned at him. He almost smiled. He'd been a berserker so long and spent almost a century half mad with magic. I'd been the tether holding him to the world, keeping him from a killing rage that would rape his mind. We'd fought Samuel's beast together and searched high and low for the woman the witch told us would save him, a woman marked by the wolf.
Brenna.
A deep breath, and the scent of her filled my lungs. The wolf quieted. I hadn't even realized how restless it was until I saw her, and relaxed. She smelled of moss and pine, and the soft secret places in the forest that are safe. No wonder our great Alpha basked at her feet in wolf form, his tongue lolling out like a puppy. After centuries of fighting, we'd finally found home. I started to lie beside her on the dais and Samuel gave a growl.
I won't wake her, I said through the bond. Not just yet. I want to lie close to her.
I waited for his nod, then stretched out, tucking myself around her in the pelts. Edging closer, I buried my face in her wealth of dark hair. She stirred. I bowed my body around her, letting her warmth seep into me, reveling in the soft curves of her body. Beside the dais, Samuel watched in wolf form, panting happily.